96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. North Lakes Community Clinic in Rice Lake and the Boys and Girls Club of Barron County are inviting local residents to participate in their Gather and Give drive this month. The event will take place on August 26th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the North Lakes Clinic on West Avenue. Organizers are hoping for donations like art supplies and games for kids to enjoy at the Boys and Girls Club. Anyone who is unable to attend the event but still wishes to donate can drop those donations off at the North Lakes Clinic from August 10th to August 26th. The clinic is open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Washburn County residents are invited to show what their community means to them through art. Washburn County Youth and Governance is accepting entries for its visual art contest with this year's theme, What Washburn County Means to You. Photographs, paintings, drawings, and other original artwork are all welcome. The top three winners of each age group, which includes 10 and under, 11 to 17, and 18, will receive prizes and have their artwork displayed in the Washburn County Boardroom. Entries must be dropped off by September 1st at the University of Wisconsin Extension Office in Shell Lake. Organizers say artwork created with artificial intelligence will not be accepted. For more information, contact the Washburn County Extension Office. If you're interested in learning more about the plants that grow across northwestern Wisconsin, the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library in Hayward is hosting a special presentation Thursday evening. Beginning at 5:30, naturalist Mike Heim will discuss the region's diverse plant communities, the history of local woodlands, and the challenges they face from human impacts. If the weather cooperates, the program will also have a guided walk along the library's nature trail. The event is free and open to the public at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library on Highway 27. Wisconsin and Minnesota transportation officials are inviting the public to get a first look at plans for the new Blatnik Bridge. The Wisconsin and Minnesota Departments of Transportation will host a public information meeting on Wednesday, August 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Superior High School Performing Arts Center. A short presentation is scheduled for 5:15. During the presentation, the prime contractor will share the initial bridge design, expected traffic impacts this fall, and the overall construction timeline. Residents, business owners, commuters, and anyone interested in the project are encouraged to attend and ask questions. If you can't attend, meeting materials will be posted on the Blatnik Bridge website after the meeting. Planning for the replacement began in 2020. Since then, Wisconsin and Minnesota have selected the bridge's alignment, secured funding, and hired a contractor to design and build the $1.8 billion project. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding boaters that sharing the water starts with slowing down and paying attention to the people around you. With lakes and rivers being especially busy this time of year, conservation wardens say boaters should watch their speed, especially near shore, in channels, and other crowded areas. Large wakes can damage docks, erode shorelines, and create dangerous conditions for paddlers and other smaller boats. The DNR is also reminding people to wear a life jacket and never operate a boat while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Whether you're heading out in a canoe, kayak, or on a paddleboard, make sure to also wear a properly fitted life jacket, tell someone where you're going and when you expect to be back, and keep a phone or other communication device in a waterproof bag. And before leaving the dock, check the forecast and keep an eye on changing weather conditions. You can learn more on the DNR's Boating Safety webpage. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Wisconsin and Minnesota transportation officials are inviting the public to get a first look at plans for the new Blatnik Bridge. The Wisconsin and Minnesota Departments of Transportation will host a public information meeting on Wednesday, August 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Superior High School Performing Arts Center. A short presentation is scheduled for 5:15. During the presentation, the prime contractor will share the initial bridge design, expected traffic impacts this fall, and the overall construction timeline. Residents, business owners, commuters, and anyone interested in the project are encouraged to attend and ask questions. If you can't attend, meeting materials will be posted on the Blatnik Bridge website after the meeting. Planning for the replacement began in 2020. Since then, Wisconsin and Minnesota have selected the bridge's alignment, secured funding, and hired a contractor to design and build the $1.8 billion project. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding boaters that sharing the water starts with slowing down and paying attention to the people around you. With lakes and rivers being especially busy this time of year, conservation wardens say boaters should watch their speed, especially near shore, in channels, and other crowded areas. Large wakes can damage docks, erode shorelines, and create dangerous conditions for paddlers and other smaller boats. The DNR is also reminding people to wear a life jacket and never operate a boat while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Whether you're heading out in a canoe, kayak, or on a paddleboard, make sure to also wear a properly fitted life jacket, tell someone where you're going and when you expect to be back, and keep a phone or other communication device in a waterproof bag. And before leaving the dock, check the forecast and keep an eye on changing weather conditions. You can learn more on the DNR's Boating Safety webpage. I'm Maddie Schaefer for Northwoods News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two people in Michigan have died after becoming infected with the Cyclospora parasite. According to Michigan Health and Human Services, the two people had significant underlying health conditions that may have been impacted by cyclosporiasis and dehydration. Death from cyclosporiasis is uncommon in the United States and is generally not considered a life-threatening illness. However, if you suspect you may have eaten produce contaminated with the Cyclospora parasite, health officials recommend that you seek medical attention. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is speaking out on the decision to clear out the encampment at the intersection of Williamson and Baldwin Streets. Protesters have been camping out there since the July 22nd police shooting of Corey Ruiz. Multiple tents, tables, vehicles, and a large memorial was set up in the intersection. In a video statement released Tuesday, Rhodes Conway said the decision was not made lightly and that it was made after almost 2 weeks of trying to resolve the situation peacefully and voluntarily with the people occupying the site. Police confirmed at least 10 people had been arrested as of Tuesday morning. A Rock County father charged with child neglect after the drowning death of his one-year-old child is headed to trial. Jason Christensen pleaded not guilty in court yesterday, and a judge ordered the case to proceed to trial. The child drowned in a bathtub at a home in the Rockvale Mobile Home Park in the town of Rock on June 13th. The child's mother, Rebecca Ambrose, has also pleaded not guilty and is awaiting trial, with prosecutors alleging she was using Snapchat and TikTok while the child was in the tub. Dates for Christensen's trial were not noted in court documents. One person is dead following a single vehicle crash in Taylor County. Authorities received the report of the accident early Saturday morning and found two injured men. Investigators say the vehicle involved was southbound when it left the roadway, entered a ditch, then re-entered the roadway and rolled before coming to a rest. 36-year-old Nathan Burke was thrown during the crash and died due to his injuries. The other occupant received medical treatment and was later placed into police custody on suspected drug-related charges. A father and son are accused of using fake checks to buy luxury vehicles from a used car dealership in Madison. Employees from the dealership called police about the pair after they came back to the dealership to buy their third vehicle in 2 days with checks. When staff went to the bank to verify the checks, they learned the checks were not legitimate. Police arrested the 33-year-old man initially, with the 18-year-old son taking off from the area in one of the vehicles. The 18-year-old was taken into custody a bit later, and it's unclear what charges they could face. Mail delays could become a big issue again in Wisconsin's upcoming elections, and Governor Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin want action now. In a joint letter, they said ballots were delivered too late in the spring election and warned that a new federal rule could make things worse. They're urging the Postal Service to speed up election mail and reverse course on the rule. State election officials say many clerks have already reported problems with ballots arriving late. And that's your state news update. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
When will Micah return? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers held practice in pads. Tucker Kraft is back just 9 months after suffering a torn ACL, participating in some drills. Micah Parsons asked, does he know yet when he'll be back from his ACL injury?
I'm not even going to put a set return date because obviously me and Tuck had two different injuries. Him having an isolated ACL versus me battling between meniscus and ACL. When Tuck was walking at 4 weeks, I'm still in crutches. So you could just add those 3 weeks right there. It's a whole different rehab program.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Pirates tonight in Game 3 of their four-game series. Paul Skeens on the mound for Pittsburgh against Kyle Harrison. Back for the first time in a month from elbow soreness, Harrison adding a changeup to his arsenal this season.
I need to work on the changeup a little bit more, honestly. I'm hard on myself, but it's like I think I could take another step forward with that changeup, you know, in the zone more consistently.
That's Brewers lefty Kyle Harrison with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop back down into the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.